Hello, my name is Connor Ewald. I am currently serving as the 2015-2016 Michigan FFA State President, originally from the Laker FFA chapter in Region 3.
Michigan FFA State Convention taking place this week. Connor, can you share a little bit more about the association and what it takes to get to this week?
Yeah, our association has been working since almost last September to make this week happen. We actually just found out yesterday that this is a record year for us. We have close to 2,000 members registered to be here, and we're extremely excited for that. And the association has been working hard with all of our state officers and all of our state staff to make sure that the Wharton Center is a live, fun place for all of our students to be. Lots of awards, lots of logistics to have to go into it, and we're just working as hard as we can to make sure that the members have the best week possible because this is their convention. It's put on by the state officers, but we all realize that this is for the members, not for us.
Michigan FFA State Convention is really the culmination of a year's worth of activities. Can you share a little background on what it takes for chapters and other groups to come to state convention and some of the activities that lead up to now?
Definitely. One of the biggest things that takes place during this week is our leadership contests, and this is something that chapters spend a good 2-3 months really working on, all the way from the time that they come back from Christmas break in January. They're working on these multiple contests. There's 10 to 12 of them that they can work on, from public speaking to parliamentary procedure, demonstration. They go through district rounds, then they move on to regionals, and then finally, if they're lucky enough, they get to come here and compete at the state level to really show that high quality of work that we have in the Michigan FFA. There's also multiple types of awards and scholarships that we get out just for academic-wise and different types of degrees that students are working through their supervised agricultural experiences, and just working to be the best members that they can be to show to the association, show to our organization that they are a high-quality caliber student who deserves to be recognized and deserves to show what they're doing and how they are furthering our organization and also the agricultural industry.
Your team has been centered around a theme for the past year, Aim to Be. What does that mean to your team, and how has that been shared through the last year with the membership?
Yeah, our team was extremely excited when we got to pick this theme. I remember when we sat in our room and we finally got to pick it, we couldn't decide if, when we said Aim to Be, a lot of our teammates originally thought, well, we need to close that sentence off. We need to say Aim to Be something specific. And then we finally were able to sit down and talk and realize that it wasn't our choice to tell the members what they should be aiming to be. It's their decision to figure out not only during this year but also during their lives what they truly aim to be, and realizing that it's okay for that to change throughout the years. It's okay to maybe aim to be something different right now, and then maybe 10 years from now you're going to aim to be something completely different. And we look at that, and we're trying to show the members that when you find something that's truly unique to you, that is what's going to drive you through life. And we're really trying to show that to our members. We did our reflections program, and we were able to take every single officer had a different member that we really showcased and had a picture of them and showed that one aimed to be compassionate, one aimed to be confident, one aimed to be intense, everything that really made them drive and made them not only better FFA members but also as better individuals for their communities. And I think that it's something that the members have really wrapped around because it's something very individual to them. A lot of years you see the different themes that they have, but they maybe sometimes lack in the way of trying to find an individual aspect for that theme. And I think we hit it right on the head with finding a way to really show how members can be individual with our theme.
Connor, you mentioned you're from the Laker FFA chapter. What was your experience like going through the chapter activities, maybe your SAE and other involvements as a member?
Yeah, definitely. I think, first of all, I think it's really funny to think that if someone would have told me 6 years ago that I'd be sitting here doing this, I would have completely just laughed it right off. I don't come from an agricultural background. My family does not farm. I live in town. There's no ag background for me. So walking into my ninth grade ag classroom back at Laker High School with Mr. Wheeler was definitely an experience that I was very frightened almost at first. I remember going home the first day of school, and I told my dad that this was not for me. He needed to call out to the school and get me out of that class as soon as possible. And after having him kind of persuade me after a little bit and saying, oh, give it a try. Mr. Wheeler's great. The program is great. I finally was able to stick with it and realize that there is something. And I think that that's what I try to advocate for the most, is that this organization is not all centered around being a farmer. You don't have to be a farmer to truly succeed in this organization. I think that is something truly special that I think it's sad that not a lot of people really realize. Everybody always thinks that you have to be that big farmer to really find a meaning for this, but I'm someone who knew nothing about agriculture 6 years ago, and now I'm surrounded by it constantly, and I'm able to go out into the world and advocate for that. And that I link it right back to my home chapter. I link it back to what I was able to do, learn through different types of poultry projects. I did a lot of work with our chapter greenhouse, and that was the way that I was able to link myself to agriculture. It was just seeing what my chapter had and what project Mr. Wheeler could give me, and I have to thank all of those people for really getting to me where I am and getting me to be able to understand and appreciate what agriculture is in my life.
Being exposed to agriculture through your experience with FFA, has that inspired you to pursue a career in agriculture, or what are your future plans?
I have to say that right now I'm very open to anything. Last year, I'm currently a sophomore at Central Michigan University. And my freshman year I spent as a music education major. I thought that that was going to be the career path that I thought would be best for me. And I just decided that that wasn't going to quite work. I saw that FFA was going to give me this huge opportunity, and I wanted to act upon that more than I was going to act upon this music career. And now I'm not really sure. I'm studying communications with political science and leadership minors, and I'm really open to what's going to happen. My end goal, of course, in the back of my head is to one day get into politics, maybe possibly one day get to be a U.S. Senator, maybe even President of the United States. I always like to use the hashtag Ewald2040. All my friends use that around me. So it's something that I think getting into politics, which again is my end goal, would link me to agriculture. That would be something that I could advocate for at the national level, the state level, to show how important the agricultural industry is in both of those different respective fields.
Well, Connor, thank you so much for joining us. Any last comments on the importance of supporting FFA and agricultural education?
I think that FFA and agricultural education is something truly special and unique. We go all across the United States. I've traveled internationally with this program, and people see it and they respect it. They understand that we are a group of students and a group of young adults and individuals who want to make a change in this world. And I always say that there's a lot of things you can get involved in your life, and maybe those skills that you learn from it, you're going to just use them at that time in your life. But I truly believe that the skills that you learn in FFA are going to be used until the day that you die. It is something that you are going to be able to use for your entire life, no matter where you are. And I truly think that the FFA is something, it gives students something that no other program can even try to compete with.